One of the most fierce battles over future federal elections is taking place in Wisconsin. The last two presidential races there were squeakers. They were decided by fewer than 23,000 votes each. Some Republicans are trying to strip power from the Wisconsin Election Commission. That's a bipartisan board. They want to give the power to the Wisconsin legislature. It's run by Republicans. In a recent report, the Election Commission found there was no widespread fraud in the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin, but it also found that election officials did not closely follow the state's voting laws. In a separate report, the conservative-leaning Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty echoed those conclusions. We'll hear from the Wisconsin Election Commission in just a few minutes, but first, Wisconsin Public Radio reporter Laurel White. Hi, Laurel.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. In what ways were state voting laws in Wisconsin not followed, according to the reports?
Well, according to the report, there was no widespread fraud or wrongdoing in the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin. Nothing that would have changed the outcome of the election. But the report did point out a couple dozen ways that state lawmakers could change state laws and some ways that the Wisconsin Elections Commission could update its policies to be in better compliance with state laws.
And we're going to talk to the Wisconsin Election Commission administrator in just a couple of minutes. But first, the main recommendations about updating policies concern what?
So they concern things like guidance issued to clerks, and this is pretty pandemic-specific guidance about things like moving polling places if certain circumstances arise, if it's necessary to move polling places. We know, obviously, certain sites were closed to the public during the pandemic. This was ahead of our April presidential primary, kind of at the very outside of the pandemic here in Wisconsin. There was also some guidance about setting up absentee ballot drop boxes, how that process would work, and sending what are called special voting deputies, essentially trained assistants that go into nursing homes and care facilities to help residents with voting. Whether that guidance was appropriate or not, whether there were state laws on the books that dictated how those things should be handled, or if it was contradictory.
So just a question about that. State laws on the books determining how those things should be handled. Presumably state law would not yet reflect adjustments that had to be made for the pandemic.
That's a great point. I mean, I think absentee ballot drop boxes is a great thing to kind of bring up there. Absentee ballot drop boxes were new for a lot of folks because of the pandemic. And we don't have any state laws on the books right now about what absentee ballot drop boxes should look like, how they should be secured, where they can be located, things like that. We don't have set guidelines for this.
For the pandemic, for elections during the pandemic. So if the proposal now is to give control to the state legislature of elections, federal elections in Wisconsin, and remove the power from the Election Commission, what kind of control would they have? And what would that control look like?
So we don't have a concrete kind of framework of what that would look like in Wisconsin exactly. We know that it could be pretty complicated because it would only be federal elections, not local elections. So there's the potential for the Elections Commission to have jurisdiction over those local elections while federal elections are overseen by the legislature. And a concern that some folks, even folks inside the legislature, the Republican leaders of the state legislature have brought up is that they don't have expertise in elections. So we absolutely are not in a situation right now where the leaders of the legislature are moving forward or enthusiastic.
Laurel White, State Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
We're going to turn now to Wisconsin Election Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. Megan, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So we just heard from Laurel that there is a lack of engagement on the part of the top officials in the legislature to proceed with this. Do you feel as though you're kind of out of the woods? Because it would be your commission that gets stripped of power over the federal elections.
You know, I think that some of this discussion is probably pretty premature, right? Because it would require significant changes to the law to change the structure of how elections are administered here. In the state of Wisconsin, we have the most decentralized election administration system in the country. So our elections are run by local clerks in each of our cities, towns, and villages, and we have 1,850 of them. And right now, they certainly rely on the guidance that we provide at the state level. And I think any changes to that process will require significant changes to the state law.
So the reports concluded there was no widespread fraud in the 2020 election in Wisconsin. But what about those updates that we were just hearing about? Do the commissioners deserve any kind of criticism or any kind of chiding for moving polling places, sending mail-in ballots to nursing homes instead of having active poll workers at the homes?
So, like you said, the audits, the canvases of the elections, all of those things have shown us that there is no evidence of widespread fraud and that the vote totals are accurate. That being said, there are always things that we can do procedurally to make the administration of elections even better. So there certainly are suggestions that were made about how we can make the process even better. But I think at the end of the day, none of those recommendations point to that there was any wrongdoing, that there are any laws that were broken. They're really just suggestions on how we can make election administration even better. And we're always going to take those recommendations on how we can make the process better, even if some of the recommendations we don't necessarily agree with. We can still certainly implement the ones that will help to improve the process.
I want to ask you about perception and not necessarily the substance, which is what you're talking about. Senator Ron Johnson, who is a Republican, has said that the GOP state lawmakers should unilaterally assert control of federal elections. He said in an interview with the New York Times last week, "Do I expect Democrats to follow the rules? Unfortunately, I probably don't expect them to follow the rules, and other people don't either, and that's the problem." So is the narrative out there that despite the substance that you're talking about, the lack of widespread fraud, has the word gotten out that will cause a lack of confidence in the elections already?
So I think, unfortunately, there are people that are essentially spreading lies about elections that aren't providing the facts about how elections are actually run. And, you know, in a lot of ways, I certainly don't blame the people that are hearing that information, seeing that information, and have questions about the process. And so that's why I think it's so important that in a state like Wisconsin, we have a nonpartisan chief election official, we have a source of facts about the election, and that, you know, I really hope that people, that we can figure out ways to get that good information to the people that need it, to the people that have questions about the elections. We've gone through canvasses that happen after every election to verify the total at both the municipal, the county, and the state level. There are audits after every election. There was litigation after the election. All of those things solidify and give us the data we need to understand that there was no evidence of widespread fraud and that the vote totals were accurate. And so I think that we really need to find ways to further ensure that people have access to those facts about elections when they're trying to see their way through some of the fog of misinformation.
The nonpartisan chief election official you were talking about is you. Republicans have called on you to resign. You've said no. You still saying that?
I am. I think I have a very important job ahead of me. I think now more than ever, it's important to have somebody in this position that is truly nonpartisan. And I look forward to continuing to serve the voters of the state of Wisconsin in ensuring that we implement the law as it's written and intended. And I think that it's can be frustrating, you know, because like I said, we have verified, canvassed the results, we have audited the results, there was a recount, there's been litigation. We know we did a great job, and I'm proud of the election that we run and that the local election officials ran. And so I think it's certainly frustrating to hear those calls or those baseless claims, but we know that we have the facts on our side.
Megan Wolf, Wisconsin Election Commission Administrator. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.